tomorrow. When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's only in the beginning where we chant with the tongue and the lips, that is the body. We have to absolutely go a step higher where we chant also with the mind. In Vrindavan, there's one devotee who every evening goes into the Gahaval forest and he sings there, and many devotees come and sing and chant and dance in the evening. And he told us a story of a king who once had a princess, a daughter. And this daughter was so absolutely devotional. She was such a devotee that she was really not interested in the treasures of this world. She thought that the earth is the sitting place of the Lord, and the sky, the sky is this, the mandap, an umbrella. And in this way, the Lord was present in the whole world. He is sitting always on the ground, on the earth, and the sky is always over him as a decorative umbrella, just like this pink umbrella which I'm holding, or this orange umbrella. So this devotee was thinking, my Lord, there is the bigger universe, and there's the smaller universe. You are present in this universe, sitting on the earth, the sky in the night has many, many stars which offer you the aratik lamp. But here's a small universe, that's my body. You should take your seat in my body, and that means you should sit in my mind. My mind is your sitting place. My tears of love are your abhishek water. No. My breaths in and outgoing are the chamara which I offer you. I offer my whole being to you. This princess was every day praying like this, and she was really not interested in the things of the world. She was only interested in the Lord. So her father said, to whom should I marry you? I mean, no king is interested in the things which you are interested. I marry you to a... The daughter said, please marry me to a good devotee. So she was married into a very poor household. And there, the mother of her husband became very envious. You know, when you marry, I don't know if you have experienced this, when a boy marries, his mother usually doesn't like his wife, because up till that moment she was the woman number one in the life of her son, and now his wife is the woman number one, and she is very envious usually. So this woman was so envious of the princess that she would always give her problems, the stepmother problem. So one day, this was all only a prelude, one day a friend came to see her husband, but the princess opened the door and said to the friend, my stepfather, your friend, is at the moment repairing his shoes. I don't think he would be very happy if you see him. So the friend returned after 2 hours to the house, and this time it was the stepmother who opened the door. It was not the princess. And the friend said, "Oh, I came 2 hours ago to see your husband, and I was told that he is repairing his shoes. So I went away, and now I am back to see my friend, your husband." Stepmother grew furious. "What? He is not repairing the shoes. He is in the temple, chanting japa. Who told you he is repairing his shoes?" The friend said, "I'm very surprised. It was your stepdaughter, the previous princess, who told me to come back in 2 hours." "What? This nonsense stepdaughter is just the son of a king. She is just too soft for life, and now she is blaspheming her stepfather when he does holy practice and japa in the temple. She says he's repairing his shoes. This is too much." So the friend now went to the temple to see his friend. He said, "I wanted to see you, but I was told you were repairing your shoes." So this man who was doing japa in the temple, he was so surprised and shocked, and he said, "Oh no, who told you I was repairing my shoes?" "That great devotee, the daughter of the king." "Oh no," said the man, "I was chanting japa, but I was thinking of repairing my shoes." So the princess said, "No." My dear devotees, this story makes a simple point. Your mind takes a lot of energy from you. Whatever you think of, the mind takes the now, when you are doing something and the mind is thinking of something, your mind takes all the energy away. Your consciousness is like a stream of a river in your heart, and your mind is like a tree. When the mind it goes into the river, it sucks out the water, and then your stream of consciousness is used to nourish the mind. So when you chant Hare Krishna and your mind is not there, Raj Kishore, like most of the time, then your consciousness will be absorbed by the mind. The mind will become stronger and stronger and stronger as you chant. You must control your mind so that it doesn't take the strength away from your consciousness. You must control your mind in this life. Krishna says in the Gita, whatever you think of at the time of death, that becomes your next destination. The mind is so powerful. You can't believe how powerful it is. You will hear more about it tomorrow morning in the discovery lecture. You will, I think I didn't know this. When you chant Hare Krishna, your mind should be with Krishna. Or at least, this is what we will learn tomorrow, it should chant and listen. This is what we learn tomorrow. We will learn to bring our mind so that our mind becomes a hearer and a listener. We will listen with the ears of the mind, Mahavajwala. Amazing, isn't it? You will learn this. We will, just like today, we hope to train you to sit properly, and I see some of you doing very well, others are the slave of their old habits, but I will gently remind you from time to time, and I think at the end it will be easier for you. The mind is very, very important. let the mind not take all the strengths away from you, and let the mind not use you in his service. This is what I wanted to tell you brief. Tomorrow we will bravely go through the second gate. Today we learned how to sit properly, we learned about the right time when to chant, what is the speed to chant, we learned other foundational things like proper pronunciation and so on and so forth. We had a very powerful and revealing exercise when someone gave a feedback to our chanting, remember? And we learned things. Philip is smiling. I think you also learned some things about your japa. tomorrow we will go through the second gate, the gate of the mind. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dobro. Now I would like you to turn to your neighbor just for 3 or 4 minutes and to discuss 3 questions with him. Please give me this beautiful Yes, Sridharji is holding this. Prabhuji, please look, don't talk before you know what to talk about. I mean, you can here. What went well today in the morning? And or during the day? What experience did you have? Then what did not go so well today? Where was an obstacle? Where was a challenge in your japa period? No? Where was something where you had an unpleasant feeling, where it really you couldn't go deep enough, or you were distracted? No? And the third question is, what can I do to improve my practice? So we will now first deal with the first question. Do you have your partner? Not yet. It's very, I want to really stress, it's very important that you participate in these exercises, because these exercises, they mean work. It's not just some entertainment. These exercises will help you to prepare yourself for tomorrow, because you will put some, you will review the day, you will go through the day. Please don't think these are useless exercises just for entertainment or some new teaching style. They're absolutely required for you to make the exercise. So who has no partner as of yet? Sridhar, he has a partner. So Mataji
here.
Yes, please go there. Mataji, there is our... Dr. Mataji is there. Yes. You have your partner, Ante? Good. So, first question. You have to talk very concentrated, because now the sun is setting, and if we talk until the night, we will not find the way back into the bed. So, please talk on this. Only one question. What went well today? Huh? Please start now. Hare Krishna. So, are you ready with the first point, or do you do all the points together? I'm not so sure what is the best way to do it. You do all the points together. Yes?
Now the second point.
I think we should just talk whatever, you know, of the points, because if it's two, 1, 2, 3, I mean, we must have a little slobodan, a little freedom, you know. So please talk about all the points with your partner. Sridhar also is my partner. He immediately went into also what, I mean, we talked about this, and then he went into what did not go so well. Most important for today is to arrive at this, what can I do to improve my japa practice tomorrow. Huh? That's the most important thing. You should go into your bed with a good sankalpa, a good intention, and Govindananda. Tomorrow, the whole group will support you in getting up early because you have isolated this as a very important practice. We will all pray for you while we are sleeping in our beds. So, okay, please continue with these three questions, not just one, three questions. Okay, you have found out what you can do to improve to tomorrow. One member of our group said, I will go early to bed to be tomorrow awake. I thought that was a wonderful statement of deep wisdom. Anyone would like to share what they can do tomorrow to improve? Madhupati, I will pray to get the mercy, the milas. Oh, wonderful. Sharanandi, I will always pull the mind consciously back to the practice. Any other good ideas? Yes?
I will try to chant the 16 rounds before 7 o'clock.
I will try to chant the 16 rounds before 7 o'clock. Wonderful. Yes, Prabhuji? Also, you will try to chant the 16 rounds. Yeah, that's very good. If you have an early start. And yes, Mauna, it's good to not speak. I mean, when you live with someone in the room and, you know, you need to go to the bathroom and then you don't speak because I don't want to construct the situation, but you know, the idea is maximum attention to the chanting. Sita? Thirst for Krishna. I want Krishna. Tomorrow Chitra wants Krishna. Good. Bellissimo. Hare Krishna. All right, whatever you have in your mind, let us do that. I suggest that, Raj Kishore, what will you do? It's too private? You look for a marketplace for where you can buy a new mind. What will you give? Very important. Tomorrow, Raj Kishore said there is a marketplace tomorrow for a new mind. But you will only get a new mind if you give a high price. Don't forget, when you want to get something higher, you must give up something lower. You must give something. Tomorrow we will open a marketplace for new mind. Oh, it's not that easy, Prabhu. Oh, how off. If there would be a marketplace, and imagine, there would be just clean minds. They wouldn't have all these impressions from these millions of births and deaths, no material desires, and only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna in the mind. And oof, that would be very good. Thank you, Raj Kishore, for talking about the marketplace of the mind. Thank you. Thank you. All right, with this I want to leave you. I have a suggestion. We can do some sankirtan, some kirtan to go back. Then we are quickly back. It's much easier to go when you sing. I know a melody which pilgrims chant in the Himalayas. It's good for walking over mountains.